The question was asked, being that we're taught there, Heretz Kadma La Torah, how come I say that we cannot take people to task over their lack of their Heretz? They're learning Torah, they're changing their lives, and you can't discuss that with them right now. Aren't we taught there, Heretz Kadma La Torah? Let's strengthen the question. In the Kuzari, the king of Kuzar mentions to the rabbi, he says, the prophets are talking about such simple, basic mitzvot. They're on such a high level. Why are they talking about the basics? And the chaver, the rabbi, says to him, because you can't talk about the nuances. You can't talk about the depths when you're missing the basics. When they're robbing the widow, when they're robbing the orphan, you can't talk to them about the nuances, the refinements of Torah. So yes, the basics come first. So in an ideal world, obviously you're right. But here in Machon Meir, we're helping people build an ideal world. And there are two points that are important to remember. Point number one is that you never know where people are coming from. Meaning, we can't gauge how many things people are contending with. I once had a guy who I was certain came from a very, very good family and had a very, very good upbringing. And he would always come and complain to me about the derech eretz of other people. And then one time we sat down and talked, and suddenly I heard about all the abuse he underwent, and I heard about all the terrible history he had. And for days, I was walking in a daze. You know, I've heard a lot of stories, but for like half a week, I was in a daze. I was like, how did he come out so normal, given the history he had? We don't know. We don't know people's history, and every person has their challenge, and their challenges. I remember it was one Friday night, I came to daven at the Machon, and as everyone's singing Adon Olam, I slipped out the back door because I knew I had to get home early, and I didn't want to be detained, and I walk up to the light, and there I bump into a student of Machon Meir. He says, Rabbi, can I just talk to you for a minute? And I knew, there it goes. I'm not getting home early tonight. So, shukach, toda rabba. Wow. So the guy shares with me a history I didn't know about. And he starts telling me about all the times he's been to prison, about all the different drugs he used to deal in, about how he stole from everyone he knew other than his mother. And he took pride that he never stole from his mother. And it was very obvious, you know, I'm coming out of shul. He hasn't been in shul. And he's standing there contemplating, should he continue bichlal down this path? He tells me, you know, I came to Machon Meir just for the free meal. I came to Machon Meir, I wasn't interested in Judaism. I had nowhere to go. I didn't have a roof over my head. I was just kicked out of this place, that place, the other place. I came for the free meal, and suddenly I discovered Judaism. And, you know, I haven't done drugs in 6 months, and I haven't robbed the bank. I haven't been in prison for a good few months now. And I like this way of life, but I'm not so sure, you know, because... And then the whole conversation evolves, and you could understand I didn't get home that early that night. It's not the type of conversation you could walk away from. I didn't know his history. No one here knew his history until that night. So now you come and tell that guy, I want you to take butter with a knife, not with a spoon. It's sort of missing the point. He's contending with other challenges, and he's doing a very good job. And one of the successes of Machon Meir is that we let people grow at their pace. And we don't enter their world beyond where they want us to be. And our goal is for every person to take their responsibility for their own growth. So we try to... have each person come in contact with the concepts that they should grow towards, and at the same time, not tell a person, you should grow in this today, you should fix this today, but rather let a person grow in the way that's best for themselves, and I think that's why Machon Meir is so successful. I think that's the way a person can grow. So yes, technically you're right. If a person came to me and asked me, can you map out for me how I should grow in Torah? So then I'd say, derech eretz kadma la Torah. Don't go learning Torah while you're walking outside at 2 o'clock in the morning, talking loudly and waking up all the neighbors. It's not right. What's the Torah worth when you're standing out there blaring your radio and all the neighbors can't stay sleeping at night because they have the unfortunate mazel of being neighbors to Machon Meir? There are a lot of points of Derech Eretz which should really precede starting to learn Torah. You're right. And they're more basic than the other mitzvos that you're learning. And Derech Eretz Kodma La Torah, that's true. And yet, people are coming with a lot of challenges. And every person has to define for himself what the order of growth is going to be. And just like we don't tell a person the first day he walks into Machon Meir, these are the laws of Shabbos. Now, don't answer your cell phone this coming Shabbos. We don't do that. And we have students who come here and proclaim, I'm not going to be an Orthodox Jew. Meaning, we have that every year. I just got an email today from a guy. I got an email today from a guy who I remember when he walked into the Machon. He looked me in the eye and he said, my father's a conservative Jew, my grandfather's a conservative Jew, and I'm going to be a conservative Jew. I just want to be an educated conservative Jew. That's all. And don't try to change it. And I said, fine, who's going to try to change it? You want to know? Okay, that's what we're here for. And the years passed and suddenly we weren't frum enough for him, so he went elsewhere. Fine. But you know, we got there, or he got there, because no one shoved anything down his throat. So yeah, there is this formula, and yeah, it's the correct formula. But you can't work with formulas. You're working with live people. If a person were to ask me, then I'd say like you're saying. First, you know, you gotta be a decent person. But at the same time, there's also the flip side of it, that Or Sheba Machziro LeMutav, the light of the Torah, also helps people become decent people. You know, it's a to and fro. It's not ideal. The Talmud tells us that when Rabbi Gamliel was Nasi, he put a lock on the door. Rabbi Gamliel said, you want to come learn Torah, first you bring letters of recommendation, let's verify you're a decent individual, otherwise you don't enter our academy. And the Talmud says the rabbis disagreed with him. And when they had the first opportunity, they changed the rules. They said, so long as from our perspective he's decent, we don't know about him doing all the other things. From as far as we know he's a decent person, he could come and learn Torah. That was the rule the rabbis made. And that's the rule we go by. And here in Machon Meir, it's even better than that, because here in Machon Meir, we're built for people who have hurdles to overcome. It's different than their yeshivas back then. And as such, we cannot take an approach that says, first fix this, then enter the academy. Technically, you're right. That would be the correct way of growth, but it's not practical. It's not realistic. What?